Another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody? And welcome to another live session with the Hype Magazine, man. Today, we have Deja Rodriguez. We met her first in like 2013 as a member of the OMG Girls. They covered one of our digital issues of the Hype Magazine, one of our first digital issues, actually. Amazing group of young ladies. And now she has struck off on her own, got a new EP coming out called Love.
Oh, no, thank you for having me today. How are you?
I am magnificent. Now that we got that cleared up, you helped me pull my foot out of my mouth. I like that. Appreciate your graciousness. It's very gracious of you. So, complete change. We've gone from the Kitty Glam to the young woman side. It's starting to evolve. How do you feel about the transition? What's making you the most nervous?
I don't really think anything makes me nervous about it. I feel like it's something that I'm, like, prepared for. But I will say that in the beginning, it was a little challenging, you know, because you have to figure out just who you are as an individual. Like, when you're growing with two other people, you know, you kind of lose sight of who you are as an individual. And it worked for when, you know, we were in a group, we were all working towards a common goal. But I feel like, you know, now that I'm an individual, the hard part in the beginning was figuring out, okay, well, who are you and what do you want your message to be and what do you want people to take from your music? And, like, those are really, you know, just important questions when you're trying to do something. You know, you want to have a clear understanding of what you're trying to get across. So it was challenging, but, I mean, it was super fun and, you know, just figuring me out at myself as a, you know, as a person, as a woman, really, it was a super dope experience, and I'm really excited because I'm still learning more and more every day.
So what's the most fun part about the transition for you thus far?
The funnest part, I would say, is just, like, making the music. The creative process is, like, super fun for me. Like, I love just getting in and vibing and, like, coming up with melodies and words, and, you know, it can really go anywhere. So it was really fun.
Okay. And you've already talked about the challenges. And since you asked those questions, I mean, how did you answer the questions, who do I want to be and, you know, what is my sound? How did you answer those questions? And how long did it take you to process that?
Well, you know, I think that it really didn't take me long, you know, because I feel like we, deep inside, we all truly know who we are. It's just about if you want to believe that that's who you are. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm just me. You know, I'm cool. Like, I like to make music. I like to have fun. Like, and I like to make people feel good. I like to talk about things that people can relate to and things that people are going through and that I'm going through. I'm a super, like, I don't want to say super emotional person, but I am sensitive. I try not to be. I try to act like I'm not, but I am. And, you know, through my music, like, I get to really express, like, how I feel. And I really just want people to, you know, just to take from me, like, that you can be who you are. Like, you can be emotional. You could be sensitive and not want to show it. You know what I mean? Like, you can be anybody that you want to be, and it's okay.
I like that, self-acceptance and just valuing yourself and valuing what you bring to the table. That's pretty astute little, you know, assumption for someone who's young. But I guess being in the industry so young, coming to this point and to the realization that it was time to stand alone, like step out of the house, so to speak, and get your own keys. You know, that's a big step. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude and a lot of introspection. And the fact that you're that aware, you know, and to be able to process that and deliver such a beautiful EP. I got a chance to hear it. And, you know, it is not the bubbly bubblegum music. This is real singing. You putting it down.
Thank you.
I like it. I mean, I enjoyed the intro. And then you go into Not a Love Song, which was like a complete opposite. I'm going, she was just talking trash, and then she comes in beautifully. And I'm like, okay. So tell us about the story, love. Is it, you know, all about you? Is it, how did you approach it, and what's the concept?
It's about me. It's about people I know, you know, like friends of mine. It's just people I know and what they go through. Pretty much the whole, like, story behind it, I felt at that time I wanted to release a whole project just full of love songs. I felt like it was needed. I felt like I wanted to do it just for, you know, me, myself as an artist, and I was really, like, gung-ho on doing that. We recorded it, like, a week before we put it out, like, recorded and mixed it and mastered it and everything. And wow. Basically, I just wanted to kind of, like, just showcase a different range of emotions, like, each side of love. Like, you have stupid love, you have blind love, you have knowledgeable love, like, you have love where, you know it's not right, but you're still there. Like, it's so many different layers to just love because it's so complex, and I felt like I wanted to talk about, you know, just every single aspect of it.
You under 30. What you know about love?
I feel like it's
that's a joke. I mean, didn't you get that from the industry? How do you go talk to somebody about love at your age? I mean, was there a resistance to what you wanted to do with the project?
I think for maybe, like, some adults, yeah, never from within my team or, like, the people who, you know, are close to me, but I feel like from, you know, people who are adults, like, that is a question that I get often, like, when I'm just having conversations. Like, they're like, oh, what do you know about love? It's like, well, it's no age limit on love, or it's no age limit on when you can be heartbroken. Like, it happens, you know? And I feel like it's very important when you're young to understand exactly what love is instead of being like, oh, okay, that guy broke my heart, but I was just young, so it didn't matter. Like, it matters. You know what I mean? Like, everything that we experience in life, it matters. And if you don't have an understanding of it, like, when you move forward, you're not really going to be able to move forward because you still don't have an understanding of what took place. You know what I mean? And that's really what I'm big on. Like, I feel like love is just such a key component to just everything and just the way we move. Like, people go crazy because they're deprived of love. Like, it's human nature, you know. So I felt like it was very important for me to talk about it amongst people my age, because it's not just, oh, hey, like, everybody is just, like, all about themselves and they don't care. Like, it's cool to be an emotional being. Like, it's cool to be in touch with your feelings. It's cool to, like, know what that is and know who you are. Like, they try to teach us, oh, you're too young, you don't know about love. It's like, no, nobody really knows about love. Like, everybody has their own different perception of what it is and how it's supposed to be. So who's to say that, like, oh, this is the right way to love or this is the right age to love? Like, it's not, you know? And I feel like it's relatable to people who are my age and people who are older than me, because no matter how old you are, like, everybody, as humans, we all experience the same thing through life. Like, nothing is new. You know what I mean? Like, people been getting their heart broke for generations. People have been falling in love for just the beginning of time, you know? So I just try to, like, I do get resistance from adults, but it's just, like, nobody really knows what the correct way to do it. It's no correct way to live life. It's no correct way to love people. You know, I mean, it is a correct way to live life and love people, but you know what I mean? Like, just, there's no, like, rule book to it.
I got you. So, for this EP, Love, if you had to pick one joint for a brand new listener, and we're all brand new listeners to this because, you know, as a solo artist, you're new. From the EP, is there one song that Beja would select as the best introduction to her as an artist?
Is there one song I could say that, I feel like Say It is a really cool song for me. That's like one of my faves that I've done. Say It and More, definitely.
And why Say It? Somebody holding back? Talk to me.
Because it's super cool. Like, it's just a really, really cool song. And I think that it's, like, it's almost like it's not, it doesn't feel like too, like, emotional or like you're begging, like it's on some, like, it's real player. Like, it's real, like, okay, like, you know, I know that you're messing up, but it's cool, like, we be on the same thing, you know? It's nothing different than the concept for, you know, like, Creep or whatever, like, how they was like, oh, you know, I'm creeping around, he creeping around, too. It's kind of like that same type of thing, but it's just a modern, really a modern take on it. Hello.
Oh, you know, I'm sitting here talking and I'm on mute. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no,
you know,
fine.
I'm on mute so that you can get your say in. What I was saying was, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be a part at the beginning of the blossoming of an individual as they're discovering themselves and putting out music. What to you makes a song eternal? You know?
It makes the song eternal. I feel like when everybody across the board can relate to it, like it's not designated for one specific group of people or one person. I feel like a eternal record is a record that everybody can relate to, no matter if you're 2 months old or like 200 years old. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like a timeless song. It's just a song that everybody can relate to, and when anybody hears it, they feel it.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you wanted to cover that I may have missed thus far?
No, I think you pretty much covered everything.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for the time. I'm looking forward, very much forward to watching you transition from the OMG girl to Deja Rodriguez.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm proud for you. We're proud of you. And we look forward to you staying in touch with us so that we can be a part of this process and grow with you. It's exciting when the young people want to forward music, you know, that international universal communication method. And it's dope. Let's let them know how they can find you.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Deja Rodriguez. And if you want to know everything else, you can go to my website, www.dejarodriguez.com.
All right, y'all. It's Deja. Bahja. It's spelled like Baja, but it's Deja. It's a long A in there, y'all. And don't get it twisted. She let you slide, but she got me on the slide. I'm going to say that at the beginning. I love it. I really enjoyed the conversation with you today, young lady.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, it's awesome. All right, everybody. The Hype Magazine Live Sessions. Deja Rodriguez. New project, the EP, is called Love. And the editor's pick on that one is not a love song.
Ooh, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, thank you so much for your time. We out.
Oh, no, thank you so much for your time.